Listening Library presents A Mad, Wicked Folly by Sharon Biggs Waller. Read for you by Catherine McEwen. I am most anxious to enlist everyone who can speak or write to join in checking this mad, wicked folly of women's rights, with all its attendant horrors, on which her poor, feeble sex is bent, forgetting every sense of womanly feelings and propriety. Queen Victoria, 1870. Chapter 1. Trouville, France, Monsieur Marcel Tondreau's Atelier, Monday, 1st of March, 1909. I never set out to pose nude. I didn't, honestly. But when the opportunity arose, I took it. I sat with the other artists that morning in Monsieur Tondreau's tiny atelier in the French village of Trouville, waiting for Bernadette, our usual model, to arrive. Some tinkered with their charcoals and pencils. Others adjusted their easels. A few of the artists stared at the stage as if the model would magically appear if they looked hard enough. Monsieur bustled around in his canvas smock, moving the model's chair into the light, plumping the bolsters. The studio smelled of turpentine, linseed oil, and charcoal, and there was no sweeter perfume in the world to me than that. Etienne, one of the other artists, yawned, leaned back in his chair, and closed his eyes. "Hungover, old fellow," his friend Bertram whispered. "Is fair Bernadette in the same state?"